The segment is called It's My List. Again, I explained earlier that when this popped into my head, it was inspired by this idea. Hey, make a list of this. And then Hot Wings revealing his list. And then us, mostly me, saying, that's stupid. You're dumb. You didn't think about this. And then Hot Wing doing this. It's my list! So that's the inspiration for the name. That's why it has to be said that way. So today, Steve had the topic. So if it doesn't work, it's his fault. Things you enjoy that other people should also enjoy. Okay? Howings, as the inspiration, will you please kick us off?
I would love to. The three things that I think everybody should enjoy, and some people already enjoy these things, but, you know, if you're not, you should. One, just going out into nature alone and isolated.
See, you can say that because you're a man. I can't say that. Going out in nature alone by myself, isolated, that's how I end up on 48 hours.
Yeah. You could probably find a place that was reasonably safe to do that, though.
Yeah. Said someone who keeps an axe in his truck but won't tell anyone why.
I mean, you could take a phone with you and bear spray and whatever else you need to take. But being out in nature, just soaking in the solitude of nature is amazing. Mm-hmm. Just soaking it in. Detaching. The second one is using power tools to build stuff. It's incredibly satisfying. Trying to figure out, conceptualizing something, trying to figure out how to do it, and then executing it. Even if it doesn't look great, just doing it. Because you'll get better.
End part is very relatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's not...
Even if it doesn't look great?
Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't turn out the way that you want, and that can be frustrating. But when you think of something and figure out how to do it, and then it gets done, and you stand back and go, oh my God, I did that? That's a great feeling.
The amount of times I've said, you know, the next time I build one of these, it's going to look even better.
How often do you get that next time?
Never.
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 Never. Yeah. That's why everything takes me so long, because I usually when I get done with something, it looks pretty decent, but it takes me forever to do it because it's the first time I'm doing it. And you have to figure out, everything I build is overbuilt because I don't know where to stop. So I go, well, this will clearly collapse if I don't put in 4,000 screws.
Oh, I thought you meant like you have a 4-story spice rack or something.
No.
Well, it just keeps getting bigger, everybody.
No, but it would be built. No, but I would have a spice rack built out of 4x4s. You know, like
that would be a bit big.
It's got to be strong.
All right. So nature isolation, power tools and building, and
getting into a car and legitimately trying to get lost on purpose. Don't take GPS.
Alex is a real lone wolf. Be alone, build things, and get lost in your car.
Well, you could do that with somebody else. I mean, you could really do any of these with somebody else if you wanted to, I suppose. But because it's really just being in the nature that's important. And taking those car rides or a motorcycle, whatever. But just trying to legitimately get lost. No GPS, no map, no nothing.
You know those things that you watch and people are like, man, Greg was such a normal guy. We had no idea he was a serial killer. He never used to act like a serial killer. Mm-hmm. And yet here I am sitting right next to you, Hot Wings. And this is straight serial killer stuff right here.
It's straight serial killer stuff.
Getting lost until you don't have a GPS signal. Who are you dropping off?
Being in nature? trying to like discover new places to go by
being in nature alone so you can target your next target. Building
power,
something
that literally makes
casket.
No
power
sense.
Power tools, cutting limbs up into smaller pieces.
Right. And then number three, driving until you get lost and there's no GPS signal, you're dropping pieces off somewhere.
Oh, yeah, a little lamb dropping
I
off
did
the sheep.
I not say that you had to go somewhere where there wasn't a GPS signal. I said, don't use GPS.
Yeah, because then the police can track you, Kelly.
Yeah, exactly. Hot Wings wouldn't know if there's GPS or not because he knows to leave his phone at home when he's dropping off his victims.
You don't want him to triangulate your ping.
This is ridiculous. You guys can just shut your stupid
mouth. That was so on brand. My goodness.
My list.
What's number four? Murdering people?
No!
We're not allowed to have four.
Hot Wings didn't have five. Don't make me do five, man, because four is murder and five's thinking about murder.
No. Hot Wings, what's number four? Killing people.
With a smell of
chloroform. With kindness.
That ain't funny.
Number four, the feeling of duct tape on your lips.
from what my victim would tell me.
Echo, they're always saying yummy things like,
Hot Wings wasn't murderous until the day that he was just minding his own business and everyone turned on him for no reason.
That's what
that
your
was
said.
The day that he had a number four.
No, you gave us three reasons.
Honey, why are you going out in the woods today? The man on the radio said to go be alone. Here, keep my phone. Get a power tool ready. Here's my will.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody's a serial killer who goes for a walk in the woods. That's
nope.
Right.
That's not true.
That's right.
That'd be like saying everyone in Milwaukee's a serial killer.
Everybody
no, just
who
Jeffrey
goes
Dahmer.
On a road trip is a crazy serial killer. Yeah. You guys are.
Oh, you said it.
Dildos. I hate your.
I mean, who wants to go next?
I'll go.
I mean, you could say like Broadway show tunes. We're like, oh, that sounds good. A lot better than slaughtering humans.
Yeah, what's on your list, Steve? Bring it. You son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
Number one on my list. Everyone should be into this. Everyone should enjoy cooking in an air fryer.
Oh, you know who uses an air fryer? Creeps.
So Howings puts the fingers in so he can have fried fingers. Like, it's all going to come back to you.
That's
now.
Where Steve puts his pedophile pictures to destroy them so the evidence doesn't get out. Steve likes kids.
Oh, I thought you meant he had pictures of pedophiles. Right. He's not into kids, but he is into pedophiles. He has a shrine to the Jareds and the whatnots.
Just interested in how their brains work.
Yeah.
Okay, number
Still
two.
Better than murders.
Yep. Number two, driving. And working on vehicles, especially Jeep, the ultimate utilitarian vehicle.
Driving? You know who drives? Serial killers who take their victims in their cars.
That's what we were telling you during your three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to see it sinking in.
So Steve's one, too.
No, because not everybody who does one thing is a murderer.
Yeah.
We're all different. We're all unique snowflakes.
Yeah.
And number three.
Just some snowflakes need to be melted sooner by the hand of another snowflake.
Number three, the great game that is selling things on Facebook Marketplace.
That's something that you
everyone,
think everyone should
everyone
enjoy?
Everyone should be into it.
That is one of the it least is, joyful things in the history is, of Earth. That's still available? Would you take $0? Hey, I know someone who's thick. Can I have your med?
I'm telling you, if anybody's got a warped, broken brain, it's Steve with Have Fun on Facebook.
Yeah, no kidding. You may not be a murderer, but you're a psycho.
I'm not a murderer like Hot Wings.
But when you can put your, because it's mainly junk, and when you can put your junk up there and somebody else takes your junk, that's nice. Now, Hot Wings, you couldn't put a dead body up there. Or
I'll bet you could. I bet you could.
If you said it was free. I can put it under my road with.
That thaw can go straight through the bone.
It's all right. I'm sure we'll get to yours. Not putting on deodorant.
No, but mine is not like y'all's. Mine's very different.
What?
We're counting
yeah,
on
I
that.
Can't wait to get to yours. And Freebie are like collecting jerseys from every town he goes to.
I don't have jerseys. Sweatshirts. And I'm not allowed to do that anymore by my own brain. I said, you can't do that anymore, brain. Can't do that. There's no room. Did I still walk through the fan shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Buy anything,
Where else
though?
Are you going to get a Tulsa Door Knockers jersey?
I would buy a Tulsa Door Knockers jersey if the color scheme
yeah,
was
course.
Right.
Of course. You know the fight song and everything.
Yeah.
Knock three times on the end zone if you want to score. Tulsa!
Door Knockers.
They don't say door knockers in the fight song.
Yeah, oh. Idiot.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb.
All the cool things they could
get a girl
say.
On the show. They'll ruin fight songs. That's what everybody told us.
Yeah. Now I got two girls.
Hey, you guys remember when you guys were cool with fight songs? Now they're all just stupid. Here's a fight song for tampons.
My number one song. That's my number one pick on my list.
Yeah, fight songs for tampons.
Come on and fight Kotex down the field.
That's good.
I was going to say a different word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we'll have to save the rest of these hot lists for the next segment. Maitland will go then, Kelly, and then we'll move on.
And then we'll do free beer, of
yeah.
course.
Yeah, you got to go too, you pervert.
Mine are lame. You could, you could do mine without even asking me, and I'll bet you could get it.
Okay, can we all guess?
Sure, everybody gets one guess, and if you get all three, you can all just right. skip me.
Howings are a guest, right?
No, that's not right.
Okay, no. No, my legitimate guess would. Everybody should be more into... learning every basketball stat from everything that has ever happened.
Basketball, football, fish.
Inappropriately short shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Shooting free throws.
Accidental exposing.
Yeah.
That was an embarrassing story, not something I enjoyed. I enjoy telling it, though.
Everybody should be into not knowing how to hang shelves.
Oh, pooping in a field.
Smashing rats.
None of these are right. I thought you'd do better. These are mostly just highlighting the worst moments of my life.
Shed ball.
Shed ball was great, man.
Failing at marriage. Ha ha.
Okay. Boom, divorce joke.
It's okay because I did too.
I don't know. For a while, I thought it was that way, but now it's...
I was just going to say Long John Silver's. he took it far.
Yeah. What if that was the thing I got pissed at? What in the hell? You went
too far.
You know I'm sensitive.
You dirty used clothes skank. Shut your mouth.
Too far.
You keep Long John Silver's out of your mouth. Oh, we will.
Ooh, I'm Maitland. I only buy quirky, weird, old stuff from dead corpses.
From Howing's dead corpses.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Howing skills people. I forgot.
Yeah, that wear Leonard Skinner t-shirts.
Yeah.
And I give them to Maitland.
Leftover fingernail polish that's too many colors.
That guy likes Grateful Dead. Maitland would like his t-shirt.
Let's kill him.